If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Tonight.
It's hard.
Shannon Doherty on her stage 4 breast cancer battle. Her message as she fights for her life.
God, I can't believe I have to tell them this.
Then. New concerns for Chrissy Teigen after 2 blood transfusions.
Baby feels your love.
And why Naya Rivera's sister just moved in with Naya's ex-husband. Plus,
tell me, what exactly do you want to know?
How about everything? The biggest bombshells from Mariah's new memoir.
Oh, darling.
And Carole Baskin's next move after getting kicked off dancing.
I think I might keep this on until Halloween.
E.T. starts now.
It really is heartbreaking. Shannon Doherty is staring down the fight of her life in her breast cancer battle. But despite the odds being against her, the 90210 star refuses to give up. And we have seen that fighting spirit up close and personal.
I'm present and more in the moment than I ever have been in my life. I'm like one day at a time at this point. And today is a great day.
A year and a half into her stage 4 diagnosis, Shannon is sharing how she's staying strong. Quote, I'm not ready for pasture. I've got a lot of life in me. The 49-year-old actress tells Elle magazine, I feel like I'm a very, very healthy human being. It's hard to wrap up your affairs when you feel like you're going to live another 10 or 15 years. Shannon says she plans to write letters or send video messages to loved ones. But whenever it comes time for me to do it, it feels so final. It feels like you're signing off, and I'm not signing off. As a cancer patient, Shannon is at high risk for COVID-19. She's been hunkering down at home. That's her wearing a face shield, sharing a dance with her husband, and enjoying a wine challenge moment with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Shannon says that after her stage 4 diagnosis, she thought about the trajectory of her life. Okay, do I have good karma? Do I have bad karma?
As long as I can look in the mirror and be satisfied with who I am as a person and know that my karma is good and that, you know, I'm a nice person, that's all that's ever been really important to me.
We also have a health update from Chrissy Teigen after she was hospitalized for pregnancy complications.
I had my first blood transfusion, which sounds so much more dramatic than it is. It's just like an IV.
Chrissy actually had 2 blood transfusions and a scary morning after doctors couldn't find her baby's heartbeat. Quote, I never thought I'd relieve sighs so much in my life.
Just don't pity me, okay? Because I feel really, really, really good. Just think of little baby, okay?
Chrissy, who also suffered a blood clot, was hospitalized over the weekend after the bleeding she experienced during her pregnancy became constant. And John, he's been right there at her side.
You look like a little student on the table.
Despite it all, Chrissy keeps her sense of humor. She shared this funny throwback photo of herself looking annoyed on New Year's Eve, writing, came across this little gem from ringing in 2020. It all makes sense now.
Thank you all. We love you. Baby feels your love.
Someone else speaking out on Instagram, Naya Rivera's sister, after she moved in with Naya's ex.
Baby girl, respect is just a minimum.
Quote, I'm not concerned with the way things look. That's what Nikayla Rivera posted yesterday after headlines swirled about the 25-year-old Naya lookalike moving in with Ryan Dorsey. The model and her former brother-in-law have been spotted out together at least 5 times in nearly 3 months since her sister's death. 9 days ago, they were pictured seemingly holding hands on a shopping trip. But a source tells ET there is nothing romantic going on. Their shared goal is to care for Naya and Ryan's 5-year-old son. Quote, instead of going back and forth between each other's homes, they have moved into a rental together. It was the best decision for Josie's well-being to keep things consistent.
Blow the candles and make a wish.
After Naya's death, Ryan became the primary caregiver, but has been relying very heavily on Nikayla. Our source says he would not be able to do this without her help and involvement. We're told they've also found comfort in one another, and Josie is a very happy, sweet, and playful boy.
I love you.
Said it once, we'll say it again. All that matters in this situation is that little boy. Meanwhile, it's finally here, y'all. The day that so many have waited for. Mariah Carey's new memoir dropped today, and the revelations keep coming like Mimi number one hits, like her vision of love for former Yankees captain Derek Jeter.
Close a beer on your mouth and brag about your secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down.
This was a legitimate secret romance.
Touch my body.
Derek was only the second person I had slept with ever. Just like his position on the team, our relationship was a short stop in my life.
Mariah makes clear her secret extramarital romance with Derek became sexual after her split from ex Tommy Mottola.
Neither of us had wanted to cheapen our romance by cheating on my marriage.
In the memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, out today, she says they did orchestrate multiple steamy top secret missions during the marriage.
We lay for the night in one embrace, engaging in one single long kiss. It was the sexiest moment without sex. I thought that life would include being happily ever after with Derek J. I'll chalk up our ending to the fact that we couldn't live up to each other's fantasies.
Mariah's fantasy was short-lived. 2001 marked her very public psychiatric hospitalization and a stint in rehab.
Honestly, that whole moment of the quote-unquote breakdown was so overly dramatized.
Mariah now claims that was all a setup by her estranged mother and brother.
If they could prove I was unstable, they certainly could have believed they would have become the executors of my affairs.
And remember, just before that all went down, Mariah made headlines for having a, quote, meltdown on TRL.
What are you doing? Mariah Carey is stripping on TRL right now.
Mariah now says the network was in on the whole thing.
I staged a crash of TRL on MTV. I was hoping Carson Daly could play off me, as one would expect a host to do, but he didn't play along.
Every now and then, somebody needs a little therapy.
Mariah Carey's lost her mind.
Carson acting all aghast. Oh, now he decides to act. Carson was looking at me like I was crazy. TRL was a stunt gone awry.
Speaking of spectacles, Tiger King star Carol Baskin is one of those people who folks either hate or love to hate. But you know what? She may have won some fans over during her short stay on Dancing with the Stars. Lauren Zima talked to Carol right after her ballroom exit.
Carol, any last messages to the haters or the fans, or both?
I love you both, because you've all kept it in the press by all of the horrible things that have been said and all of the wonderful things that have been said. People are talking about big cats.
My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Carol went full feline for her final performance, even using photos of her own big cats as reference for the makeup process that Pasha told us took 12 hours to complete.
I think I might keep this on until Halloween.
But we haven't seen the last of Carol. She told us she's working on a new TV show about, you guessed it, cats.
It was dope to have freaking Carol Baskin. Come on, our first little Zoom meeting. She came on there and said, cool cats and kittens, and we all exploded.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
She's a big reason why we had a 30% jump in rating. I hope she walks away feeling respected and welcome.
I'm a huge Disney fan, so bring it on, Nikki.
Host Tyra Banks channeled Minnie Mouse for her first ever Dancing Disney Night. And Tyra, every week I'm like, I can't wait to see what she's going to even just wear. I just want to, I can't wait to see you walk out.
These are like serious contraptions. And then we're trying to say, can I get out of this dress in 42 seconds? You know, I have to run to a private change room, change, run back, put the mic in. So that's part of my fitting, is like running and saying, can I change?
Being a proud dad of two beautiful little princesses, sharing the dance floor with this princess, there was a different energy and a different synergy tonight.
Meanwhile, Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow rocked the rumba in spite of her ankle injury, and she gave us a health update.
Well, you revealed the results of your MRI, no fracture.
This week does feel a little better. Still sore. It's tendonitis. It's not going to stop me from dancing. Obviously, it was great news.
Oh my God.
I really like it.
And things got a little steamy between Anne Heche and dance pro Keo. It kind of has us wondering, could something be brewing here?
The guy is a 30-year-old god. I mean, but that's not appropriate for me to say at my age, is it?
I think there are very few 50-year-old women who ever get to be in the experience of this. And I choose to tell the truth that this man is a god, and he's 30 years old, and he's too young for me, so somebody else better come and wean him up, because...
Who said you're too young for me?
I think Keo's kind of into it. But let's go from ballroom to babies now, and Meghan McCain's new view.
I have been so distracted with the news.
Meghan's little girl is here, her very patriotic name revealed. Then,
you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Jane Lynch on bringing back the popular game show. Plus, J-Lo's mini-me daughter, Emmy, launches her own high-profile career.
It's insane.
And dishes on her superstar parents.
At first, I just thought Mom and Alex were friends, and I was like, oh, he's staying with us for a really long time.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I feel like how all women feel. Like, I'm just feeling like slow and big and tired and your back hurts.
Well, she got through her pregnancy like a champ. Meghan McCain and her husband, Ben Domenech, have welcomed a baby girl, Liberty Sage. The first-time mom is going to be super busy now, but I bet Meghan won't miss the first presidential debate tonight. And you know who would be a fantastic debate moderator? Jane Lynch, because she knows how to find the weakest link.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jane is giving us full Glee vibes as she kicks off contestants, delivering her trademark Sue Sylvester snark.
And I will show you no mercy.
I always say that Sue Sylvester lives about a quarter of an inch below the skin.
Full disclosure, I dozed off a bit in the middle there.
The primetime quiz show that tests trivia knowledge is a reboot of the 2001 version, with British host Anne Robinson throwing the shade.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The Weakest Link premieres tonight on NBC. 13 primetime episodes were shot safely during quarantine in just 5 days. And the smartest people don't always win that $1 million prize.
We had a guy who had a degree from MIT, and he was out in the first round because he was asked a Britney Spears question.
Oh, baby, baby.
He didn't know.
You never know.
You're number one.
Next up for Jane is the 20th anniversary of the mockumentary Best in Show. She just celebrated her co-stars Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara's big wins at the Emmys.
It was wonderful to see. They are both really unique, extraordinary talents.
I would love to see you guys get back together, some sort of reunion.
It would be fun to do something. I would totally be into that.
What an insanely talented cast. And guys, we're talking to a star in the making, J-Lo's daughter, Emmy.
My mom's just like, she's amazing.
How she's stepping into the spotlight, but still sharing a bedroom with her twin brother.
It's annoying sometimes.
Plus,
hey, Entertainment Tonight, it is Jewel.
The singer makes a big announcement, only on ET. And Zachary Levi turns 40 today. Our interview with a Shazam star that will make you smile.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do without you, and I love you very much, and...
You're gonna watch this whenever you're sad or you miss me, because I miss you too.
so sweet. J.Lo recently posted that video message from her 12-year-old daughter, Emmy, for National Daughter's Day, along with the caption that read, "You are my sunshine in my whole heart." Now Jennifer's mini-me is carving her own path and giving us a glimpse inside her blended family dynamic.
There she is. Miss Emmy is in the house.
Hello.
Are you coming to us from your bedroom right now?
Yes, I'm in my bedroom.
Oh my, do you have to share with your twin brother?
Yes.
What? What is that like, Emmy?
It's annoying sometimes because he always has the TV on and it's always really loud. He watches YouTube.
Oh my gosh, such a boy, right?
Gotta love this peek into J-Rod's New York apartment and Emmy and Max's opposing bunk beds. During our interview, J-Lo was just off camera showing support.
Was it always a beautiful blended family from the start?
At first, I just thought Mom and Alex were friends, and I was like, oh, he's staying with us for a really long time. And then, and then I realized, I was like, oh, they're together.
Together, all right, and there's some wedding planning to do.
Well, your son's a little man. Is he going to walk you down the aisle?
Of course.
I love that.
And will the kids have a hand in what?
Of course, of course. Can't have it without the kids.
All right, all right.
We're making a family. We're not just getting married.
I haven't really been included in the talks, I guess. But Mom talks to me about it whenever she wants.
Okay, now, girlfriend, I gotta tell you, I've been a fan of yours since your debut on the Super Bowl stage. How special was that for you?
It was insane that it happened because, you know, it's not very common for someone my age to be on that stage. If you wanna live your life, live
it all the way and don't you waste it. That is so cool. What do you remember most about that night, Emmy?
I remember being led off the stage.
Really? And what was that feeling like?
It was insane. It's hard to explain because it was like, wow, I just did that. Yeah, I couldn't like comprehend what just happened. I am here
to stay. Emmy also played a younger version of her mom in the music video Limitless. It looks like she's a mini powerhouse, just like her mama. The 12-year-old wrote an inspirational book for kids called Lord Help Me. It's out today.
I wrote the book when I was like 7 years old. So, so it was like, I didn't think I was going to publish it. We found this book kit at Barnes & Noble and we decided to write a book about prayers. And then later we decided to publish it.
Lord, help me to wake up and get out of this warm, cozy bed.
How is your family keeping you inspired?
Well, my mom's just like, she's amazing. She's such a powerful human being.
Is it true that your mom calls you little coconuts?
Yes, she does. When we were born, she thought our head looked like coconuts because because we had like there was like hair on it, like just a little bit though. So, and you know, coconuts have hair too. So she thought our head looks like coconuts.
I love it. You are one beautiful coconut, Emmy, and congrats again on your first book. Well, today is a big day for actor Zachary Levi. He's turning the big 4-0. So we thought it would be fun to celebrate why this Hollywood heartthrob is the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you for putting on a shirt today for our interview.
You're welcome.
I mean, honestly, like
this is
what I look at on a daily basis. I'm pretty grateful for my little slice of heaven right now.
He's funny, loves dogs, isn't afraid of hard work, and treating his body right.
I'm eating my greens. Grandma's advice is fun to tell you now.
Yeehaw.
Another beautiful day.
Right now, the birthday boy's laying low on his Texas ranch, but his Hollywood career is still skyrocketing.
I'm just grateful to be alive and employed.
The Shazam cast reunited just last month during DC FanDome to share some exciting news. The title of their 2022 sequel is Shazam! Fury of the Gods.
Exclusive content!
I always dreamed and believed it was possible that I could be a superhero maybe one day. Certainly ever since I was a kid, I thought that was a reality. For this to happen is just very humbling. It's very honoring.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back in production. The verdict's still out if we'll see Dr. Benjamin on the next season, but Zachary is definitely interested.
It is one of the greatest gifts I've ever been handed. I'm so grateful that I've gotten to work on that show. If and when they ever ask me to jump, I say how high.
What was that for?
I just needed to make sure you're worth all this.
I am.
You are everyone at Entertainment Tonight's Man Crush. I don't want to make your head big or anything like that, but it is.
I said, what you talking about, girl? Stop it.
I need to know the deets. Are you single these days?
I don't go into those questions.
Zach, don't you play coy with me, mister.
He is something else, but always a treat catching up with you, Zach. All right, coming up, singer-songwriter Jules celebrates a big milestone only with E.T.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our E.T. podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com. That performance by 19-year-old Jewel is part of a special 25th anniversary package of Pieces of You out November 20th.
It's really embarrassing for me because it's like having a childhood awkward photo come to life and speak for an hour.
Just remember, that album sold 12 million copies. And to celebrate, Jewel told ET exclusively she's performing an online virtual concert.
I thought it would be really fun to sing the entire album front to back. I've never done that. I've never performed the whole album in its entirety.
That's going to be so cool, and so will this. Jewel is also doing a free Virtual World Mental Health Day concert on October 10th to spread awareness, raise funds, and of course, spread a little light, because Lord knows we need it right now. Take care, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.